another one. Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki Stanley from Glad Tidings of Jacksonville with the good news on this Tuesday afternoon.
Great news.
Great news. Good news. We're so glad that you're joining with us to give honor and glory to the one that deserves it.
Amen.
More than anyone that ever has been or ever will be, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, that walked the shores of Galilee, that healed the sick, that raised up the dead, that opened blind eyes, unstopped deaf ears. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
We're here with the good news today on this Tuesday. Oh, my goodness alive. What a beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Florida. We pray that wherever you are, that you will be having a good day. And if you're not, remember this. If you're not having a good day, it's not God's fault, because He wants you to have a good day. And if you come to Him with your heart, not just with your lips, but with your heart, then you'll see the difference that a day can be walking with Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just give you praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you, Lord, that there is a way of escape, and that Jesus Christ came to save us from our sins, a perfect sacrifice. Now, Lord, you see and know everything that's going on, and you see the trouble that we're having. You see the frustration, the fear, the anxiety. You see all that's going on. And God, we come to you today declaring that you are in control.
Amen.
That you are God Almighty, the creator of all things, and that we can turn to you. You are a present help in time of trouble.
Amen.
We pray for those single moms and dads that are trying to support their families. God, we know you'll make a way. Lord, we ask you to draw their heart to you, to where they will know that you will answer their prayers. We pray for that lost loved one. We pray for those that are sick, for those that are in hospitals. We pray for our health care workers. God, we pray for our families. We pray most of all that they will come to know Jesus as their Savior. Now, Lord, be with us now. Be with us in this next 30 minutes. And God, just pour out your Spirit. Speak through us. And Lord, let the songs, let everything be done to glorify you and to uplift your people. God, we need a brand new touch. We need a touch from you today. And we know that you are able. Our faith, our confidence, our hope is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. I call upon you, the great shepherd, the shepherd of our soul. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy. Save that lost sinner today.
Amen.
Draw us back to you that are truly saved and born again. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Well, give thanks.
Give thanks.
With a grateful heart, oh, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because of
Jesus
Christ, your Son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give thanks, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord, right now, God. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Let us drink from the fountain of God. thank you, Lord. The sanctuary of Glad Tidings of Jacksonville, and we have put up our sound system in this little corner of the sanctuary, and we have committed to the good news 5 days a week at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We pray that you'll join with us and that we'll take this special time to all be together and to be strengthened in the Lord. And who knows, who knows who might come into the kingdom of God, and all heaven will rejoice.
Amen.
Because we have come together to just say thank you.
Yes.
And to give thanks. And we have that blessed assurance.
We sure do.
Fanny J. Crosby, 1820, 1915, wrote and sung this song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Sing with us this great old gospel song.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, well, I'm washed in His blood.
Thank God
His
for the blood.
Precious
Amen.
Blood. This is my story. This is my song. My Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Oh, sing it, Pastor Nikki.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Oh, the angels descend.
Thank you, Lord, for your angels.
They bring
hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Echoes of mercy, whispers of love.
Oh, play that for us. What do you say?
We are love.
Play it for us. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
perfect submission. All is at rest. I am my Savior. I'm happy and blessed.
We are blessed today.
Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love.
I'm lost in His love.
This is my story.
Well, now this is my song.
My Savior all the day long. This is my story.
This is my song.
Praise the Lord.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
To be thankful for, don't we? Amen. When you think about what Jesus did on that cross and how He forgave us of all our sin, how can we not turn to Him in love and respond with the same love that He's given us?
Amen.
I praise Him.
Let me take that from you today.
All right.
And don't expect me to do anything with this except put it back in its case.
My dad bought that for me when I was about 11 or 12. He wanted to make sure that I wanted to learn to play the violin. And when he saw that I was serious, he bought me my own violin. God is wonderful, isn't He? Oh, I just praise Him and thank Him. And we want to read a scripture to you today that we hope will encourage you from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. Listen to this. You probably know these scriptures, but it's always good to be reminded. Peter says, and you know how Peter walked real close to Jesus. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Boy, I can picture a soldier and the way he's watching and looking in every direction. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. God has a good purpose, doesn't He, for our affliction. Pastor
amen.
Buck, amen.
Amen. Peter is saying that we're going to have troubles in this world. Lord, have mercy. Do we have troubles in this world?
Yes.
The Bible says that things would wax worse and worse. Well, I certainly believe it. I'm 75, going on 76 this year. I've been a Christian since I was 43 years old, and I have never seen the things that's going on today in my whole lifetime. I've seen sin. I've been a sinner. I still do things that I shouldn't do sometimes, but thanks be to Jesus Christ, my Savior, when I repent, I'm forgiven. But things are waxing worse and worse, as the Bible says. And God is telling you and me, as Christians, that we need to be sober and to be vigilant, because we have an adversary. Listen, Satan has never wanted to do anything good for God's creation. We're made in the image of God, and he was cast out of heaven by God himself. And one day he will spend eternity suffering the consequences of rising up against God, his creator. And he is out to destroy the people that profess Jesus Christ as their Savior. Listen, we're being tried. God's people are being tried more than ever in this country. This is a time whenever we need to shine. We need to be sober. We need to wake up about what's going on, that the return of Jesus is so close, and God is doing everything possible to make us aware of our need for Jesus Christ. And God is saying to us today, don't fall asleep. Don't let the devil catch you unaware. Peter said he's like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. I want to say this to you, child of God, that Satan wants to devour you. He wants you to destroy your witness. He wants other people that's lost or backslidden to see you in your weakest moment denying your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gave himself for me. The Bible says in the 9th verse of 1 Peter, he said, resist, resist. I will not let my mind, I will not let negative thoughts in my mind to take control over me. Listen, we need to take control over those negative thoughts. We do not need to let that control us. Knowing that the same afflictions are happening in every child of God throughout this whole world. But God says, listen, I see you suffering. Let me tell you this today. God's not asleep up there. He's not taking a temporary nap for a few years, and all of this is happening while he's sleeping. No, God is awake. He is there for us to come to, and he is a present help in time of trouble. And the Bible says that everybody is going to be going through the temptations of the thing of this world, because Satan wants to destroy the witness of the believer. But he says, after you've suffered a while. Now, we suffered a while, hadn't we? Now, let's stand on the Word of God. We suffered a while, and the Bible says, after we suffered a while, he'll make us perfect. He'll establish us and strengthen and settle us. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Child of God, let me say this to you, that God is working on all of us to bring us into a relationship with Jesus, to where we can be perfect in our walk, in our faith in him. And we know the end of the book, the end of the story. When the last mile of the way comes to us, we know exactly where we're going. We know that there is a heavenly host waiting to welcome us. And therefore, we take joy. And whatever happens, we know our God is with us. He wants to strengthen you today. The Bible says when we are weak, he is strong. But we have to call upon him. We can't sit and expect God to wait upon us like he's our servant. No. We got to get out here and we've got to exercise our faith. And we've got to show the world that we have something that cannot be taken away from us. Now listen to me today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'm telling you, I'm not here to take this Word of God and beat you over the head with the Word of God. I'm here to tell you that God loves you and He wants to help you. And if you will believe that God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that His Son Jesus is His Son, and Jesus came to pay the price for your sins and mine, and that He came not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Amen. God has a good plan for you. God has your destiny in His hands if you'll place yourself in His hands. Amen. Would you today repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Savior? And remember this, God only has good for you. God doesn't have anything bad for you. He's got only good things for you. And even in the middle of all of our trouble, even in the middle of all of our suffering, that God, after we've suffered a while, God is going to say, all right, devil, enough is enough. Get your hands off of my child. And I'm going to say this to you. If you're not saved, God wants to protect you and bring you into His covenant. You have to make that choice. Would you make it today? Would you make it today while we sing this last song? Mm-mm. This old gospel song that says, yes, Pastor Nikki.
It says, keep on the firing line.
Keep on the firing line. Amen.
This is a good song by Alphys Lefebvre, or his arrangement. And he says, if you're in the battle for the Lord and right, then keep on the firing line. You know, I remember years ago when I wanted to go to the first aid tent. I said, Lord, can I go to the first aid tent for a while? And He said, nope, you've got to stay out on the firing line. I'll be with you, soldier. You know, we're in a war. We're in a war of souls. The Lord saved me 42 years ago, and I've been on that battlefield all these years, and I've been telling people that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way to the Father.
One road, amen.
One road to heaven. So let's keep on keeping on. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right,
well, now keep on that firing line.
Woo! If you win, my brother, surely you must fight.
Fight!
Keep on that firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face.
If we die of fighting, there is no disgrace.
A coward in the service, he will
find no.
Be brave.
Against all evil.
Never run nor even lag behind.
If you would win for God and the right, just keep on that firing line.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If you wear a cross, then
Jesus, today, yesterday, and forever.
Amen.
Sing it now.